Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Got a special guest. I got to get to Rich Fitzgerald first. Good morning, Fitz. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
My man, I tell you what, and you said it and you called it. You guys have done such a good job by getting everybody vaccinated that this town, man, is like a rolling locomotive. We were out on Saturday night at this place called the Galley. It's in East Liberty. And, Fitz, there were 2,000 people, man, slamming. And everybody is back out. Feels good, doesn't it?
It does. And we still have some work to do. But you're right. The vast majority of folks, particularly those more vulnerable, the older people, and I don't just mean 70 and above, I mean really probably 45 and above, have really gotten their vaccinations when they became available. Now it's about getting the young people as we get back to, head into fall and towards school.
It's interesting you should say that. So I saw this network piece this morning in Wall Street Journal, the 18 to 29-year-olds, they just don't give a damn. It's hard to inspire that age group, because I remember you don't mind driving toward a wall at 90 miles an hour. How do you inspire them to get something they don't give a damn about, Fitz?
Well, you just got to stay at it. We got to, convince some of the, I'll call them the influencers in their lives. And it could be a parent. It could be an uncle. It could be a coach. It could be a neighbor, a teacher, whoever it might be. Here's the issue that I think is, reading some of these articles as well over the weekend. Yes, when it comes to fatalities, young people are certainly much less vulnerable than those over the age of 60 and 65. However, what I have seen statistics that 10% of the young people who get it become long haulers.
Yeah, I saw that.
And what that term has become is it's a very, very debilitating illness for months. I've heard of people who healthy young men and women who got the disease. They've not succumbed to it. They haven't even gone into the hospital, but they have fatigue. They have brain fog. They have vertigo. They have, all those type of things that last for months. So, that's a pretty significant number that I saw that percentage of young people, again, while the fatality doesn't happen, they have long-term effects that affect their life.
Here's the bigger issue, and that's a big issue, and he's right. Fitz and I think alike. We grew up together. We have the same work ethic. He works harder than I do. And he's an amazing guy, and his kids are the same way, and his wife's even better. But I'm really kind of angry about this. Every single place I go, my man, they need help, and no one seems to want to work. I've never seen anything like this in my life. How do we get people off their butts to get back to work, Fitz? How?
Boy, the opportunity right now for everyone, not just young people, it's certainly young people, have jobs that weren't available just a few years ago.
Right.
I remember, not that many years ago when summer jobs were not all that plentiful for young people.
Right.
And we had to put programs in place called, we have Learn and Earn, and there's other things available. It is great now that for folks who can work just about anywhere, you mentioned about drivers before, but whether it's restaurants, whether it's landscaping, whether it's in a factory, whether it's in construction, across the board, there are jobs out there. So whatever you like to be, whatever you like to do, you can be for, Monday through Friday and even on weekends. So we're going to do our best. But you're right. Opportunity and hope. Get out and work.
Don't we have to take the unemployment away from them, sir?
I think that could be part of it. I don't think there's any question. I don't know where those numbers are.
Yeah.
Certainly, if somebody has a debilitating illness and those type of things, I think all of us would agree that's what unemployment is really for. But if you're healthy and there are jobs available, you know, I think it is time to say, you know what, you got to go to work.
It annoys the hell out of you, doesn't it?
It's frustrating.
Yeah,
it's
it does.
Frustrating, and as a parent,
come on, man.
I can tell you, my wife would make sure that our kids got out and worked and were productive.
But, oh yeah,
you know, nothing good comes from just laying around, being idle. You know, that's when people get into trouble. We know that.
Yep.
You know, when people are doing productive things, improving their community, actually making money for their family, you know, that's a good, positive, productive thing that people can do.
Thanks, Fitz. It's a pleasure. Appreciate you.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Amen. He calls him as he sees him. He's angry, just as I am. I got a special guest, and I'm so honored, actually so glad that we're here in the same room together, because we have a kind of a commonality of making a difference. Brian, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you, sir?
Tell our folks who you are.
President of MediConnect, the area's largest independent healthcare advisory firm. So for folks looking to make selections on their individual health insurance, whether you're under 65 with the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, or if you're over 65 and you're dealing with Medicare, our organization's there as a concierge service to help people make those difficult selections, which are so important to all of us.
And I'll tell you what's really cool about him. Brian Bisinger, who is the Bisinger, who is the president of MediConnect. My man's like, okay, I get it. We can talk about my business, but what you want to do, this is why we're so good on this Get Marty stuff, you want to make a difference.
Right. Look, we appreciate being on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
It's nice to hang out with you.
Yeah.
It's great to talk about the organization, but that's not the reason why I'm really here today. The reason why I'm here today is, I mean, if anybody was listening earlier to your show and hearing that story about JC, I mean, it just pulls at your heart, right? That's why I wanted to be here today. You know, our organization wants to rally behind you. I know you have partners that you're working with now. We want to be a part of that team, and we really want to make a difference in the marketplace. I mean, I'm a son of the city, Marty.
Nice.
So if you want, get me started here. I'm going to go.
Go.
I'm a son of the city. I was born and raised on the south side of this city, right? This city means something to me personally. So that's one of the reasons why we started the organization. You know, you think back years ago when we started MediConnect, I was walking around town and I was asking folks, who do you call to get a true, unbiased, independent point of view on your health insurance needs? Who do you call? Like, if I have money and I am looking to retire and I want to, you know, look for an independent financial advisor, there's several out there. We know them, right? Very reputable firms. But there was nobody from a health insurance perspective. And that's really what started MediConnect. And it was really to get back to helping in the community. It's really what it was all about is, you know, there was just this void that needed to be filled.
Well, I tell you what I love, man, is when you first called me out of the blue, you said, hey, man, we'll talk business later, but I want to help change things.
Right.
It's kind of in your blood, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, I'm, you know, look, you grow up where I grew up, small to, you know, low, middle-income area, all working families. This topic you got talking about jobs here today, it's getting me a little shaky here in my seat because I agree with you. I think there are three basic people in this world, Marty. There is the person who's going to tell you all the reasons why they're going to make it happen. There is the person that's going to give you all the excuses why they can't make it happen. And then there's the person who's going to ask you what just happened. There's only three types of people
that's true, I've come across, right?
And partially because of COVID, we've gotten into this rut, I like to call it, right? Where, you know, you have people, they're getting unemployment, it's being extended. They don't want to change. We're creatures of habit. We tend to do the same things over and over again. So unfortunately, you might have lost a job, but there's another opportunity out there for you. And that's how I always see it, right? You talk about all the job openings that are coming up.
Yeah.
You just got to be willing to be flexible, be a chameleon and adjust, and the opportunities are there.
But let me tell you how you think. That's just too cool, man. He sends me a note. I got to talk about JC. We can start a meal train for the family. They can receive meals for family for a month so they can spend time together. Or we can throw a pool party. I have 20 employees I can bring to run a party for her.
Right.
This is how you think, isn't it?
Yeah, so I already got with the team before I even left the office this morning. Our goal is to provide meals for the family. The last thing you want to be dealing with in a time like this is worrying about what we're going to have for dinner tonight, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if we can just do one small part to help that family out, one less thing that they got to be worrying about so they can be spending the quality time with her that I think is so desperately needed at this point in that child's life. If there's a little bit that we can do from a MediConnect standpoint, that's what we're here for.
You're my man. We'll be right back, folks. Brian, Breisinger with MediConnect. Brian, you're convinced. I can tell you, man, it's in your blood. You're convinced that you have to, by your very nature, your DNA, make a difference. You just can't sit there and watch someone like JC in pain. You can't.
Can't do it. Just can't do it. And you got to understand something, Marty. You're talking to a lot of business owners that are partners that they work with. Who, most of us, we start from the ground up, right? Strap on the boots and you go to work. And I can't tell you the amount of naysayers I've had over my entire career, right? Told me I was crazy. It's not going to work, Brian. You know, I've heard it over and over and over again. You just got to ignore that noise and focus on what could be the next opportunity for you. And I believe that's what's happening here today when you're talking jobs. There are some great opportunities out here. Yes, Marty, you might have to adjust, right? Might not be able to do what you've always been doing. But, you know, stop being that creature of habit. Make a change, right? Adjust. We have people coming into our organization all the time that are coming from different careers. You know, it happens. Be willing to look at it from an opportunity perspective. And I think just the mindset alone will lead you in the right direction.
Yeah, but your business is kind of set up by the way I think. You know, this is no BS. There is no way I could navigate through Medicare. There's just no way, man.
No, it's a pain in the butt.
It is.
I mean, and it happened by accident for me. There was this lady, Sally, in the South Hills of Pittsburgh. Never forget her as long as I
live. Seriously?
Oh, this was years ago. I was actually doing financial advisory work, Marty, so I'm one of those people.
Nice.
Right? I was a financial advisor to end up becoming an insurance expert.
Nice.
I didn't plan this.
Nice.
But it just happened because you keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And I've heard this term over the years that, you got lucky, Brian, or, you know, that person gets lucky. And I've never really believed in that. I've always believed that you work very hard and you put yourself in a position to be lucky. And I think that's really what's happened for me, for the people that I'm surrounding myself with, right? Like, you just like to be around other successful people that are forward-thinking, motivated, right, to get up and go to work every day. And when I was sitting in the financial advisory firm years ago, this lady sat down. Her husband was a state trooper, passed away. She had some retirement dollars of his that she needed to roll over, and I was helping her at that time. But yet, the entire time I'm talking to her, Marty, I can tell something's bothering her. And there was this one envelope that was sitting on the opposite side of the table from me. She gave me all of the papers except that one envelope.
Yeah.
And at the end of the meeting, I couldn't help it. I had to ask her, is there something else? I feel like there's something else here. And she said, yes. Unfortunately, I have an issue with my Medicare. And I said, well, what is it? She said, well, I received a letter from Social Security. It states that I'm going to be penalized for my Medicare Part B premium, and there's nothing that I can do to change, and it's going to last the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's impossible, right? Like, I've never heard of something so crazy. Said, give me 2-3 weeks. Let me look into it. I'll figure it out. So after sitting on the phone for hours with Social Security, Medicare, trying to find out what in the world's going on, because at the time I'm an investment advisor, lo and behold, I come back and I tell this woman 3 weeks later, I am so sorry. You're going to be penalized each and every month for the rest of your life, and there's nothing I can do to help you. And that is what changed everything.
And here's why I love you, man. You weren't thinking about building your business when you came in here today. You were thinking about helping a 12-year-old dying from cancer. That's the truth, man.
Yep.
So, right?
Yep. So our organization is now going to be – they're actually putting it in place right now as we speak from this morning's show. They're going to be providing meals to the family each and every week for the next month. And we're going to be looking to probably rally around. We have our radio show on Saturday mornings
that
we run 9 a.m. I'll be talking about it this Saturday. We're going to keep building this up and building this up and do whatever we can to help the family.
You're my man. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, always.
Thanks for your interest. Thanks for
caring. Thank you for having me on.
It's so hard to find people that care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.